96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
The newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Equipment uptime is vital to your success, especially during harvest. That's why Prairie Land Partners invest in top quality John Deere certified technicians, trained parts personnel, supporting equipment, and facilities to assist you this harvest season and beyond. Call, visit them online, or stop by any of their 15 locations today. Prairie Land Partners, wishing you a safe and successful harvest.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, Flag Day, the 14th of June. We're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Lyon County Undersheriff John Kells. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ron. Chuck, how are you guys today?
We're doing all right. How about yourself today?
I'm good.
Good. Well, we're, a little bit more than 48 hours out from not only the law enforcement torch ride, but specifically Ron's ride coming up Wednesday morning. John, what about the last-minute preparations that you have to do here in order to make things go smoothly here for Tuesday and Wednesday?
Well, it's just a matter of making sure everybody's on the same page and get ready. My big question is Ron ready?
Well, let me put it this way. We're still raising funds, and you know, this morning we'd like to thank Evora Wheeler, because Evora has donated a pie of the winning bidder's choice this morning and a pan of cinnamon rolls. You can bid on one or both here, and we're accepting bids at 620-342-5863. I think we have 50 on the pie right now and 25 on the cinnamon rolls. We'll go until 9 o'clock this morning. And all the proceeds benefit Special Olympics. That's the bottom line. That's what we do this for. And you can donate to Ron's Ride, where, again, 100% of the proceeds go to Special Olympics. You can log on to KVOE.com and click on the Ron's Ride logo. You can donate by credit card. You can get a hold of me here at the station. I can come and pick up your donation, or get those checks made out to Special Olympics here to 1420 C of E Drive. And a big thanks to all that have donated so far. Thank you very much. But there's still time to hit our $3,000 goal, is what we have set for this year, John. And we're well on our way to getting there.
That's a very positive thing. So as far as what the public will see for Ron's Ride on Wednesday, it won't look any different than any other year. However, we're not going all the way to El Dorado as we normally do. It'll end at Opie, and then law enforcement's going to ride back as part of a training event, because a lot of bike patrol officers will be involved. And there'll be some others, law enforcement personnel, that are riding this year as well. We're going to make a stop at Hettlinger, that we started that in 2019, and they're more than glad to have us. And hopefully we'll have a lot of Special Olympians with the trek from 12th to 4th with us.
John, speaking of that stop at Hettlinger, how long that's been in the works, but why has that become, I guess, maybe now already a core part of this, given its short history?
Well, I think it was overlooked by us for far too long. And I worked with Kent Schnackenberg on an event that we had down there, and I think he has plans for another one this year. We had to have a little hiatus, but he donated some three-wheel bikes down there, and we kind of had a fun day for them. And then after we did that one year, then I just thought it was a good idea that we stop down there and visit with them. And according to the staff, they just really enjoy it and look forward to it.
Well, John, let's talk here about, you mentioned here about, you know, Tuesday kind of coming in, and then Wednesday morning heading out here to town. Why is this such an important deal for you personally?
Well, the smiles on the face of the Special Olympians, and that says it all. I don't think there's anything more to say. It means so much and enriches their life, the games that they participate in here locally. And unfortunately, the state games were canceled again this year, but that's the reason.
Yeah, it's always you know, it's the best part of the whole ride is the you know, the venture down Commercial Street where the Special Olympians are greeted by normally a number of folks that have lined up on Commercial Street to cheer them on for their walk down to 4th, and that will be indeed the case once again this year. So we certainly want to invite the public to join us just after 9 a.m. this coming Wednesday, as the Special Olympians will be making the march down Commercial Street. As John mentioned, unfortunately, the state games have been canceled, but I know that they have been cleared to practice again, so that's been a big deal to both the athletes and the coaches of Special Olympians here. So this is a big day for Special Olympics and a big day for all of us as we raise money for Special Olympics. Again, you can log on to KVOE.com and click on the Ron's Ride link. And again, Evora Wheeler, a big thanks to our friend Evora. As the pie of your choice or cinnamon rolls. The cinnamon rolls and pie both now up to $50. And we'll keep the bidding open until 9 a.m. this morning. So don't be left out. And any donation to Special Olympics, a buck, $5, does not matter. And if you need me to come to get it, I will. And as far as the pie and the cinnamon rolls go, once we get the winning bids in, I will make sure that I deliver them personally to the winning bidders, the day of your choice, day and time of your choice, and location of your choice. We'll make it happen. So get the bids in, 620-342-5863. So let's see. It's going to be warm on Wednesday, John.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So just after 9 o'clock, that's everything pretty much set time-wise then?
Yeah, it is. I wanted to mention one other fundraiser we added for the Super Series. We have a virtual 5K and also a bike ride at 20 miles. Kind of your choice. I think Amanda will post some suggested routes. I built the bike route, and I thought it was appropriate. The bike route actually starts there in front of Hettlinger, and then it's a 20-mile loop to the south and back in and finishes there at Hettlinger. And that's a $20 cost. And as soon as they get it up on the KSSO.org website, you can actually go there and sign up and donate it there. Or if you'd just like to give me a check or cash, I can do that. As you said, I'll come get it. All you got to do is get a hold of me at the sheriff's office, and we can make that happen. And then that will, like all the other virtual events that Amanda does with the Super Series, it'll count towards that. And so it'll start from today, and I think we'll probably go through next Monday since we don't have it up on the KSSO.org website yet.
All right.
Will we have the torch, John?
Yes, we will have a torch. Mitch will bring us a torch.
Well, that's good. I know the Special Olympics, that's a big part of what they do, too. They get to share the torch as they walk down the street on Wednesday. So, all right, we're looking forward to a good event and raising some money for Special Olympics. John, we appreciate your help.
Well, we appreciate what you do each and every year, Ron. I don't know how many years this is in a row, but it's a lot, and we'll put an asterisk by the COVID year.
Okay. All right. Thanks, John. We'll be in touch.
Thanks, John.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day,
yeah,
guys.
You too. Lyon County Undersheriff John Kelsch, big supporter, longtime supporter, and fundraiser for Special Olympics. John's involvement goes way, way, way back for decades here in Emporia and law enforcement. So thanks to John and all he does. And thanks to all of you for your support of Special Olympics through Ron's Ride annually right here.
Yep.
So,
and starting to get some more bids in, looks like, here for the Evora Wheeler tasty offerings that we do have. So again, send those texts to us, 620-342-5863, or call us here at the station, 620-342-1400.
Okay, so we're at 50 on the cinnamon rolls. We're now at $200 for the pie.
Hey, there we go. There you go. Keep them coming here throughout the course of the morning. I want to let you know that as far as our schedule is concerned on the Live and Local calendar, we do have a newsmaker segment this upcoming Friday, but that's it for the week. So give us a call at 342-1400 if you have an event or an activity that you would like to have highlighted. Tomorrow we'll be talking with Lyon County Fair Board Vice President Jeremiah Corpany, which means we'll get an early look at the upcoming 2021 Lyon County Fair.
And I just want to give a big shout-out and thank you to our friend Kent Schnackenberg, Team Schnack. Kent will be joining us for the ride.
Good deal.
On Wednesday. He's a big part of my support group that I need to, you know, to keep mentally there. You know,
we laugh, but.
And a big donation from Kent, too, to Ron's ride. Kent really kicked things off and normally does each and every year. So a huge thanks to our friend Kent Schnackenberg. And we appreciate Kent's support and his help. You know, he rides with us virtually every year. So. That's much appreciated, so thank you, Kent. Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere. 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. KVOE Live and Local, good morning, 732, 62 degrees. Stay tuned, we'll check the weather next.
If you are trying to picture the ideal retirement lifestyle, then picture this. A space that's all yours, but with no maintenance responsibilities, amenities, services, and